Welcome, everybody. This is your regular Thursday podcast preview looking towards racing this week at Caulfield. And, of course, we'll get some thoughts around the features in Sydney with form analyst David Gately. Gator, hello to you, mate.
Very good. Big hello, Andrew. Morning, no. Afternoon, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when people are podcasting this. How's Caulfield? I guess the chance of maybe some rain on the weekend.
Yeah, look, rain on race day always has an impact on the Melbourne tracks. They're predicting even 5 to 10 mils Caulfield. So obviously, depending on how much they get, will have some sort of impact. I'm expecting them to be edging off the inside, even though the rail's out 3 metres, especially if the rain has come. So that's been a recent theme. So that's why I'm looking at the predicting that track pattern.
Okay, and as I say, the rain is meant to arrive, if it does, Friday night into Saturday. So maybe by the time we wake up Saturday, we'll get some sort of feel. All right, let's help our podcasters. First leg is the Melbourne Racing Club Foundation Cup, race number 6. And checking my Thursday morning notes, Muntahar, they'll probably look for a drier ground and look towards Adelaide with the top weight here.
Okay, that's interesting. And look, I've got Chicken Narrabat on top. I actually tipped him in the Lawrence. And Fian. He actually ran a terrific race. He was back off midfield wide. They were very patient with the ride. He was, his sectionals were sort of, seventh fastest sport of the 200. Then he was not only race fastest home, but he was actually fourth quickest all day. So I think the 2,000 metres is ideal. And again, he looks a bit of value. Super Titus is a must, was wide. Terrific win last time. Beat Steel Prince, will be much fit up. They both go in. And this one, Supernova, down the bottom. Now, it's in both Randwick and Caulfield. Wherever they run, I'm going to have him on my side. His first up run was outstanding. 5.11, 4 and 15.
Righto, 4.11. Sorry, those numbers again, Gator?
Yeah, we'll say 5.11, 4 and 15.
Righto. Let's move to the Group 1, the Sir Rupert Clark. Some say, it's not the strongest Rupert Clark, but still try and go out and win it. How's the pace look over the 1,400?
Looks strong. Be good to your mother led. The Memsey field, 7.5 lengths above Group 1 average, so that is motoring. Age of Chivalry goes forward, Dispatch doesn't end there, so Cliff's Edge. So expect a truly run Group 1 here.
Okay. It is interesting with Be Good to Your Mother. The key, I guess, this week is the better draw.
Yeah, that's it. And, they certainly... Look, I think his best chance of success is to roll along at a good speed. All his best wins and runs have been when he runs along. So what happened in the Memsey, though, obviously it was weight for age, for a start. And secondly, he had a bit of a pest there sort of driving him. I think 7.5 lengths above, he's probably overcooking it. I think if they can come back with this weight drop 7 kilos and run at about 1 or 2 lengths above Group 1 average, he's going to take some running down. So he's a must. Amphitrite's first up run was outstanding. Coming wide with 59, she flew home. That form well, Frank, last week. She placed the Mystic Journey second up last prep. And Sophie Bond, well, he's flying this prep. He has to go, and he crossed the line with a Elise last start. So hopefully just 14, 12 and 5 can tie up the Group 1.
He's really just concentrating Sophie Bond now, isn't it? It's like a different horse.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he had run well in Group 1 races, Group 2 races in the past, and he's got the ability to, run home some real serious sectionals. But he's both runs back, obviously the win. And then, if you're splitting Elise and beating home, Be Good to Your Mother behind Scars of Justice, it's proper form, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, so 14, 12 and 5 in the Sir Rupert Clark, the Group 1. The Jim Maloney Stakes for the 3-year-old fillies, some fillies that are coming off last start wins. Have you found one with a bit of value here?
Well, I think Done By Me can run well. It's an even race, to my eye. These fillies, I think there's a lot between them. And Done By Me's come up double figures. I thought it was okay fresh, but the heavy ground was no real bonus. Then had a gap between runs into Sale and Chase Diamond F and Rich Hitch. Now, they've both run well against some pretty good older horses of late. Rich Hitch ran well at Flemington last week. Diamond effort to chase Pippi prior to that. So I think it's a great value play. Certainly not solo in the quaddie, though. Kiwi Rump was terrific first up off a slow speed against the Pattern. 1,400 a tick. Acting will probably lead, so Pattern will be important. It goes in. Excused, ran well in the Croisette. And these two with Missile Mantra form, both Tragic and Beauty Bolt, ran well together in a class one at Seymour. So we don't often take 6, but we're going to take 6 of them here. 3, 1, 8, 12, 16, 11.
You know, I was impressed by Beauty Bolt's win at Seymour, the way that she was able to pick them up. A genuine pace would again help her, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. And it looks solidly run race. And Acting looks the leader, but there's probably five or six of them that can posse out right behind. So I think the first couple of hundred will tell the story for that filly.
Understand. All right. So six of them there. 3, 1, 8, 12, 16 and 11 in race 8. The last here, how do you come up here?
I think Plagstone deserves to be favourite. His recent trial was terrific. He did bolting fresh last time and then chased Zoo Style. Runson was a total forgive run first up. He won second at last prep. He's got a Mini Valley track record to his name, so he goes in, and I'm expecting much better, and he's a nice price. Order of Command, he's a very good fresh horse. His only one here was a win. And Liar, the filly, she's tough to line up, and she draws gate one. I'm not sure that's a plus, race 9, but I want her on my side. So 5, 4, 1, and 8 home.
5, 4, 1, and 8. Righto. So we're going expansive in a couple of there. It's wait and see. And I know you'll be on Sky Racing 1 on Saturday morning as well, but just the weather's going to be pretty crucial.
Yeah, I think so. Certainly to not only a number of key hopes, but the track pattern as well. So yeah, we'll monitor those things and keep everyone informed come Saturday morning.
Righto. Now, obviously, the meeting in Sydney is going to be run on a heavy track, you would feel. It's a heavy 9 as we record this on Thursday. Friday's meant to be okay. Saturday may be a slim chance of a shower or two, but a lot of trainers, Gator, are just going to wait until Saturday. What's your feel around the big races there, the Colgate Optic, George Main and the Shorts?
Yeah, well, the George Main has Group 1 status, doesn't it? But the Shorts is probably the highlight of the day. George Main, pretty keen on Avilius. I mean, if you're a believer in the track pattern last time, his run was enormous. It was wide. He chased a long way from home, facing that fierce breeze, and they still ran second. So the wet track's only a plus for him. So pretty keen on Avilius in the George Main. I think Parada's first up run was impossible to miss. Came home 31.8, about as fast as horses go. He's probably even better on wet ground. So if they decide to run, 1,100 is ideal. Parada will be my top pick in the Shorts.
Okay. And the reason why you say that, we were chatting just before recording the podcast, and as we do this on Thursday, Greg Hickman is saying he'd prefer the track to get to an 8 to run, thinking that there's other options. So as I said at the introduction there for Sydney, there's going to be a lot of trainers just monitoring this weather over the next 48 hours.
Yeah, exactly right. And we'll know a bit more as we get closer to Saturday. But a couple of fine days, you know, hopefully Friday and 23, and then Saturday might get us, you know, well and truly into the 8 range, we hope.
Yeah, we hope. All right, Gator, thank you for your regular podcast. We'll see you on Sky over the weekend.
Look forward to it. Thanks, mate.
David Gately looking at the feature programs at Caulfield and Randwick in our regular Thursday Sky Sports Radio podcast.